This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. A new Illinois law will require some public school students to get mental health screenings on top of things like school physicals and vision and hearing exams. It's the first of its kind in the country. The law goes into effect for the 27-28 school year for kids in grades 3 through 12. Let's get perspective this morning from the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Sarah Gray is the executive director of the Illinois branch. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I'm curious if your group supported this legislation.
We do support it. We think that we're in the middle of a youth mental health crisis, and rates of anxiety, depression, and suicide among young people have surged over the past decade. Suicide is now the second leading cause of death for children ages 10 through 14, and third leading cause of death for ages 15 through 24. Overall, one in six youth experience a mental health condition each year, and we believe that early identification is one of the most effective ways to intervene before symptoms escalate. Just as we screen for hearing and vision to help students succeed, mental health screenings can identify struggles early so that no child slips through the cracks.
Sarah, I'm sure you can understand a lot of parents might have some pause over this, basically about concerns about privacy and the stigma surrounding mental illness.
Oh, absolutely. And those concerns must be taken seriously. The law requires the state Board of Education to create guidance for schools on how to collect and handle data. It's extremely important for any data collected through mental health screenings to be handled appropriately and stored securely. Families should have full transparency into what's collected, who sees it, and how it's used. Consent and communication are non-negotiable, and families have the option to opt out. I want to stress that we do these through other screening tools such as development, vision, height, and weight. And about profiling, it's completely valid that some families, especially in communities of color or those who have been historically underserved, may have concerns about biases or being treated unfairly or labeled. And that's why it's essential these screenings are done with cultural awareness, transparency, and respect. And about stigma, it's completely understandable for families to worry about stigma, but screenings like these can help reduce it. When we treat mental health like we do any other screening, any health, sends a powerful message to students. It's okay to talk about how they're feeling, and it's okay to ask for help.
So I guess, you know, as a parent, I'm wondering, who would you recommend do this screening?
So right now, the Illinois State Board of Education and the state's Children's Behavioral Health team are working on making clear guidelines on how schools will carry these screenings out. The goal is to make sure the process is consistent, respectful, and centered on student well-being. The screenings we'll use trusted evidence-based school, not just opinions or observations, and they'll be given by trained professionals. I want to stress that families will always have the right to ask questions, get more information, or seek a second opinion. And these screenings will be free for families, but we know that getting care after the screening is just as important, and that's why we support efforts like HB 1085, a bill that will make it easier for mental health providers to join insurance networks so that families can get the help they need without delays or extra costs, because that's usually where it hits the pavement, is that the families need to get treatment, and sometimes they're underinsured or not insured, and so that's a really important aspect. So it needs to be done by trained individuals and professionals. Just to give a little bit about myself is I have a background in special education and early education. I worked as a special ed teacher, and I also worked for Head Start for almost 20 years. And, you know, I have the belief that early intervention leads to the best outcomes. And it's a screening tool, not to diagnose. There is a big difference.
You know, talk about that, because I think that's probably the fear of a lot of parents when they hear this, that, oh, there's going to be something put on my student's record that they have, for example, depression or suicidal ideation.
Absolutely.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the reason for our screening tool is so that you can see that there might be areas of concern and to follow up on. It is not used by a psychologist or a psychiatrist to diagnose. That would happen outside of the school, and you can keep that private. It is just letting you know that you may have a child that is having some concerns, and to bring awareness to either, it can happen two ways. A parent can bring the concern to a school, or this, just like how it does now, if a parent has a concern with learning, having gone through helping children get IEPs, a parent can bring the concern to the school. The school can bring the concern to the parent. It should be a two-way street. And I am a parent of a child that had a mental health crisis her first year at a community college. And I know that getting a call from the guidance counselor from the community college that she was having suicide ideation, I'm so glad she's still here with us. At age 30, she's healthy. She takes her treatment serious. She's back in college. She's working. You know, that's what I hope for every child that struggles, that they get the help that they need so that they're here with us.
Sarah, thank you so much. Really appreciate your insight and your time on this.
Oh, you're welcome. This is something really close and dear to my heart. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think that this has the potential for being a groundbreaking step for Illinois. And universal mental health screenings will help identify concerns early, connect families to support, and ultimately save lives. And we're committed, NAMI Illinois is committed to working with schools, families, and communities to ensure that it's implemented with care, compassion, or equity. And we'll raise our voice. You know, we are an alliance. We are individuals that have symptoms or a diagnosis and the caregivers. And so if we see things that we think are unjust, we will raise our voice loud. So we're grassroots. We're the largest grassroots mental health organization in the country, and that's who we collectively are. So this is very important to us. So thank you for inviting me to talk about this.
That is Sarah Gray, Illinois Executive Director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness.